This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Are you bursting with energy? It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with all the social gatherings picking up after the winter. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've had therapy. I recommend therapy to everyone. It's just really helpful. We take classes and learn skills in all sorts of facets of our life, but often we don't learn the skills we need in the most important part of our life, how we live, how we think. Therapy can be extremely beneficial for way more than you think. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want to switch therapists, anytime you can change, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ballers today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ballers.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
What was that?
I actually liked the ending.
Yeah, I mean, I liked that it was different.
Trying to figure out what does an alien sound like?
Not like that. That's a robot.
How many have you met, Jason?
Two.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Both of them sound like this.
They got a real deep baritone.
Yeah, yeah,
with a southern accent. It's right. Weird.
You're coming with us.
It is very surprising.
Welcome into the Spitballers. No, I liked it, Mike. That was good. We've got a fun show for you today. We're coming into the studio fresh off of what might as well have been Spitballers discussion around the lunch table.
Ah, yes.
And we were talking about many things, one of which was just that there are two types of toilets. There's the elongated toilet,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the, I guess you would just call it more of a...
It's round.
Round
or
round
elongated.
Toilet. Yeah.
Basically what you would call it is you'd call it a toilet, elongated, or you'd call it grandma's toilet, which is the round.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to bring up is that, like, there's one toilet that I know of.
Elongated.
That is not elongated.
You, like, in your life, you know where
there's one
a
right now.
Elongated
yeah.
toilet
and,
is.
And every time I sit on that, it's a real surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's
you
not
don't fit.
I feel like the toilet is elongated now. We made the, it's not like people are saying when they're building new houses, Mike. I'm sure you weren't like, hey, I need, make sure you get elongated
no,
toilets. You just said, get me some of these toilets.
That is the standard. But I did have, as growing up, one of my best friends, it was a triple whammy, guys.
Okay. Carpeted bathroom.
Carpeted bathroom.
I knew mm-hmm. that was coming.
Rounded.
Mm. Oh.
That's two.
And the cushy oh, seats.
The cushy seats.
Yeah.
Now
that's
it,
like
it
the grandma
was
toilet.
Terrible.
Of the three, I don't mind the cushy seats.
No, no, I mean, Jason, that's the worst one.
No, it's not the
oh,
worst one.
If you're
one.
There too long, there's a peeling sound when you stand up.
There always is.
No. No, no. When you sit down and it goes, there's just fecal bacteria just jettisoning
now,
out
I haven't,
into the room.
I have not given thought to the
oh, so gross.
The bacterial ramifications
neither
of a
did
cushy
the installers
toilet seat. But at least it's comfortable. It doesn't get as cold.
I will say a cold toilet seat is no fun. But my question is like human society, we have changed. We have become, in America, we're larger individuals than we used to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you go to old Broadway theaters.
Oh, yeah. Go to Richard Rogers and try to squeeze in there.
I mean, those are seats made for tiny people that apparently used to be normal people.
Did this just happen or something? No. That was a real specific call.
Well, that's where Hamilton is.
Yes.
And so it's
that's
like,
the one I'm thinking of, actually.
Oh, okay.
But
it's insane. It's insane.
Like,
I know I'm fat in like regular size seats that people comfortably fit in. Yeah, I don't like them. No one. Like, I don't care who you are. You're going to go sit in that. And unless you're a child, you're going to go, what is happening in this theater?
It's a theater for children. And, you know, even like roads, a lot of older roads are thinner. And then you get to like the outskirts of town that are newly developed, and it's larger roads because our cars are bigger and our bodies are bigger. My question is there another tier of toilet coming? Is there a longer, super elongated?
Elongated?
Is it a, no? is it wider and
so.
Longer? Is
I
it
think
just,
we're going wider.
We're going wider.
I think we're going with
Does that mean we're back to round? Just
ooh.
just scaled up?
Oh, I think
I think that's,
I think
that's
so.
what it would be.
Because if you go further forward,
yeah.
You're going to have to remake all the bathroom
the
stalls.
The problem, though, is still the children. Because children
they'll
still,
fall in.
The children still need
another
to
one
toilets.
Fell in.
We lost another one to the super toilet.
All right, that was a sidebar, but right. We're feeling good. We're ready for a show. We've got Would You Rather and a brand new game on today's show. I'm still deciding what it's going to be called.
Ooh, fun.
I haven't made my final
game within the game.
My final determination, but let me tell you, the name will be good. And then we are drafting things that we would put into a time capsule for the aliens to find.
Yes.
Now, when I made it,
it's a real catchy name.
I was figuring... it's a short, brief, quick name. I was figuring like this might be millions of years. This might be hundreds of thousands of years, whatever. It's been a while and they're going to find this. And what are we going to put in there?
Hmm.
What message do we want to send to the man that scattered at the beginning?
We'll find out.
Yeah. I'm going to translate that later though, guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was all my picks actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
Would you rather?
Larry from the website says, would you rather have your sneezes always smell like you have farted? Or every time you fart, it is as loud as a sneeze?
Okay. So there's no silent farts anymore.
No, not in this world. Mm-hmm. Well, there could be if you take the sneezes smell like farts.
Dude, you can't take that one.
Like, I can stop myself from sneezing 100% of the time.
But it's awful.
Does it actually like bother you to stop a sneeze?
Yeah. It.
I put it on hold. Maybe later that day.
It brings me physical pain actually
really,
stop
I can
it.
Just
yeah.
put my finger on my nose and
it
stops
I can
it.
Do it, but it is awful.
There are times where you can't stop a sneeze.
If you're
like,
sick.
Yeah,
yes,
you're,
if you're
sick and you've got the sneezes.
Or one can just sneak up on you.
I actually, like, when I last had COVID and didn't know I had it, I thought I was just coming down with a cold or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was woken from sleep via sneeze multiple times. And it's unbelievably weird. It's not like I woke up a little bit and then I sneezed. It's... I woke up middle of the sneeze.
Wow, I can't imagine what that would be like.
Who did that?
Yes, it was like, it was so jarring. And like, I
there's
kept
someone in my room.
I was like, how can my body do this? Like, how can it get
so
halfway?
Your body started sneezing while sleeping.
Yes.
And what did
and
that
it smelled
have,
like farts. No, it didn't.
Did that have dream ramifications? Like,
no. I mean, I was awake.
Okay. Because I know sometimes when something's about to happen in real life, right before you wake up, you dream it or you dream something like it.
It's when you wake up with the pee-pee pants.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's like, oh, I'm peeing into a river right now in this beautiful dream. Oh, I peed a bat. Why didn't you just
not
wake
again.
Me up?
I just like the idea that your dream is this beautiful river and your thought is like, I shall pee in it.
It feels good to relieve myself in this river.
Not the actual.
It's a bad
pee-pee pants part. Have you never had that happen?
100% when I was a kid that happened. Where you?
No, I'm saying like, not now. I'm saying you don't actually go.
Oh.
But in your dream, something is happening involving the bathroom and then you wake up.
Yes.
Like, oh,
yes,
man.
100%.
Yes.
That was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm peeing into a river and then I wake up and go, get my feet on the floor, go walk, get there.
I feel like the less consequential one here is I can always stop a sneeze.
You can't always stop a toot?
Ooh.
I think I can always stop a toot.
Both are unpleasant.
Okay, so which one?
The whole bag.
I'm not sure. I'm undecided. Convince me.
I think that if you sneeze and it smells like a fart, that's a big problem.
It's up at the... It's already at nose level.
Yes.
Like, if you fart... In a room, you can escape the room before it reaches people a lot of the time.
And it feels like it would spread more
One of these
we've seen those diagrams of diseases.
Yeah. One of these is just normal. Okay, every time you fart, it's as loud as a sneeze. Okay, now, not every time I fart is as loud as a sneeze, but I got farts I can rip, brother. Right. I can sneeze out a fart, no problem.
Don't call me your brother in this one.
So this is just like, and honestly, I love it. Sometimes I'm probably love it.
Oh, so you would regret losing that?
I honestly would, I am more disappointed when I can't rip a good one than I am for the opposite. Like if
so
I've got a
you
real,
would, if you could guarantee they all are as are loud, you'd be happy.
I mean, sometimes you need to silently fart. Like that is a necessity in certain situations. But my generally,
if
speaking,
I knew this was the first question, I would not have brought up the toilet from earlier.
My most common fart where I feel comfortable farting, I want it to rip. I want it to be loud. I want it to be heard. I want it to be impressive.
That's in his music studio.
But if
want it to be recorded,
I was around someone and they sneezed.
There's got to be somebody that's recorded all their farts.
No, there doesn't. There's nobody on planet Earth that has recorded all their farts. It's like, there's just got to be. Someone grew up thinking, I can't fart yet. I don't have my recorder.
You just see them panicking, fumbling, trying to
get
their phone.
You've seen TLC. There's freaks out there, man.
Yeah, but all their farts?
Well, from the time they decided.
Just imagine being the other person, right?
Yeah.
Someone sneezes near you. You know, oh, God bless you. And you're like, what? Why does it smell like? I would assume that sneeze leaked the fart out.
That silent
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was a cover up.
Yeah. Oh, it's a cover up or a force out.
Have either of you?
Yes.
Sneezed so hard it made you fart?
No.
It's happened
a couple times. Couple times.
You all sneezing too hard.
Yeah.
When it happens, two things. One. It's shocking because you're like, no, I did not just do that. The other is sometimes that hurts because it's actually.
Oh, is that like you shouldn't be doing, what is it, yawning and sneezing at the same time or something will kill you? You can't sneeze and close your mouth or something?
It was if you with your eyes open.
Yeah, if you sneeze with your eyes open, and then your eyes will pop out.
That's the urban legend, yeah. Right? What if farts were 100% contagious?
Like a yawn?
Yeah. No, like scientifically, if you let one go, the people around, like, you know, your fart always started with another person.
Yeah, so then every time I fart, I would want to blame, I would blame someone else.
The whole room just lights
up.
I'd
be like, who farted first?
All right, I will, this is one of the most undecided ones I've had. I will get rid of, I don't want my sneezes to smell like farts.
Yeah, I'm going loud as a sneeze. Yep.
Because honestly, being sick when you, like, you smell it yourself,
of course.
And
but
I know, you like taking a little whiff of your own stuff. But that isn't true if you were like, if you farted like 1,000 times in a day.
Oh, I'm taking 1,000 whiffs.
All right, I'm moving on. Sorry, everybody. Ben from the website.
And the craziest part about that.
Oh goodness.
Is. It doesn't matter. Like, well, I thought he was going to say, well, when you're like sick and you
got the sick farts.
That is
what I was going to say.
You got the real bad farts.
Yeah. You still.
But it's like, ooh, whoa. That's
impressive. Guys, I work with some sick freaks.
Ooh, man.
You should be on TLC.
My eyes are burning.
We're being honest.
Yeah.
And everyone else out there is going, yeah.
Yeah. If they're driving alone in the car, yeah, they're going, yeah, I get it.
I guess you're
kind of
curious
it.
If it's worse than the one before.
You can tell the truth.
Ben from the website, would you rather? This is a weird question. Would you rather rid the world of lemons or limes?
Oh, man.
I don't understand this at all because, to me, there's a hierarchy of the fruits. And lemon is not, like, limes are above lemon no matter what.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like.
Interesting.
And that is.
Do you enjoy lemonade? Do you like lemonade?
Yeah,
drink
I do
lemonade
like lemonade, yeah.
You ever drink lime?
I have.
Just lime juice?
It's actually not as good.
Yeah.
But I also always ask for, like, if I'm having water. Or soda water, I get it with a lime, not a lemon. I like the flavor of a lime.
Yeah.
If I was choosing two candies, I would choose a lime flavor over a lemon.
But no lemon desserts now. Now it's lime desserts.
You make a good point.
Does
Maybe
anyone,
this isn't as
do they do lime? Pie.
Yeah, but that's gross.
Oh, my gosh.
But do people do lime cookies? Is that a thing?
That can't
I've
be
had it. Yeah, I've had a lime bar. They're not as good. A lime bar, if it's key lime.
When you're going for sweet, lemon is better. Lemon mixes better with sugar.
Lemon's more versatile than lime is. But I just feel like it's the worst fruit, man.
I like limes more, too.
Like
so I'm on your side.
Nobody here is taking the lemon Starburst first.
But there's no lime Starburst.
No, but if there was, I would take it first.
Yeah,
no, 100%. I don't think so.
What? Over the lemon one?
I think that there's a reason lime Starbursts don't exist, and it would be worse than the lemon.
There's not even lemon soda. They have to put lime in it to make it better.
That's true.
There's no, I mean.
Wait. Well, there's.
Lemon lime.
Yeah, but there's like sparkling lemonades, which is basically a soda.
And delicious.
It is very good. Sparkling lemonade is great.
Let me take a totally different angle. Which plant has bigger thorns?
Which?
Because they both got thorns, right?
Which, do they have thorns?
Yeah, lemon trees definitely have thorns.
Oh, for sure. Like big old giant thorns.
I had just picked some lemons. And
I bet you cut yourself.
The tree got me.
Yeah. They don't want you picking.
No, it doesn't. Which is, what's the deal with that?
Lemon tree? That goes back to creation right there, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like the
come and get the fruit.
I'm saying.
I dare you.
The seeds to make more trees are in the lemons.
Yeah.
And it needs someone else to spread these things out. And it's like, no.
It's fine just dropping them and letting them rot and let all the ants get them.
Yeah.
They both have thorns.
Oh, a lime tree has thorns too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm going to keep the lemons. I think there are more things that are lemon flavored. Like, I actually.
There are more. I would agree.
There's definitely more.
When I personally.
But that's like vanilla. Vanilla has the most.
I'm going to my refrigerator for the rare purpose of I need a lemon or I need a lime. I'm usually a lime more often than a lemon for a recipe or something like that. But it's not that common either way. And I'm just thinking about all the lemon things in the world I enjoy and all the lime, there aren't any. They're like all the lime things. Like there's not that many lime
flavored
things.
I'd rather have a key lime pie than any lemon dessert.
I would rather take a key lime pie and throw it in the garbage and eat
Wait,
a lemon.
Wait, you don't like them either?
And eat a lemon meringue. No, key lime's disgusting.
Oh.
Wait, you both think that?
Uh-oh.
This is not.
How's that feel, Jay?
It feels bad sharing a dessert take
this
with
is just
you.
Two dudes smelling their own farts and throwing lime,
key lime
desserts
pie?
In the trash.
Because it's not good.
Key lime pie is so good. Deucers, what are you shaking your head about?
I'll take lemon meringue 100% of the time over key lime.
Love key lime.
All right. Well, that doesn't help anything. All right. So I guess it's settled then. Are you, Mike, if you like a lemon meringue.
I'm going to keep the, no.
You're keeping the lime?
I'm keeping the lime.
I'm keeping the lime. All right. Interesting. I just was informed that there were lime flavored.
No, it's on Etsy.
Oh, it's on Etsy. Okay.
Wait. So
maybe there were lime Starbursts and they didn't pass the test.
Someone bought them all?
All right, one more here, guys, before we try our new game on for size. Skip from the website. Would you rather shake someone's hand if it is wet or dry after? Wait, what?
Oh, I get this. So someone just comes out of the bathroom, and it's a handshake moment.
We're back, baby.
Okay. Would you rather their hand be dry or wet?
I have a very strong answer for this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wet.
You're going with wet?
How wet?
It's
there were no towels in the bathroom. They washed their hands.
Yeah, they did.
Did they rub it on their hands first?
No, just a couple shakes. Now, I guess the argument is if it's wet in your head, you go, they definitely washed their hands.
Correct.
Now, did they wash with soap? Did they just do a little spritz under the water? You don't know.
You don't know. Did they not wash their hands and cover themselves in pee-pee? You
right.
don't know.
We
if
don't
it's
know.
Completely dry, are you presuming that they, not that they're patient enough to have dried it perfectly, but that they just didn't wash?
You probably, if they come out and give you a hearty handshake right out the bathroom door and it's dry as bone, you probably know they did not wash their hands. But you could tell yourself that they washed their hands and dried it perfectly before leaving the restroom. They didn't, but you could tell yourself that.
But if it's wet, you know that they washed. They made an effort.
They rinsed.
Why? Well, yeah, but that's still, like, the true danger is the germs, right?
Yeah.
I'll take a moist hand.
That's so gross.
On the other side. I want the dry.
I want a give me a dry handshake.
Mike and I are insane.
It's weird
today.
Because
it's
even
too
though,
gross.
Even though the wet hand means they washed,
it's
there's nothing that won't make me think for a tiny minuscule second that they either peed on their hand or they put their hand in a toilet.
Yeah, 100%. Wait, back up. You think they put their hand in a toilet?
I'm just saying, if you associate moisture...
Oh, I dropped my ring in there.
If you associate moisture with the... I'm not saying either one's logical. They also probably didn't pee on their whole hand, Jason. But the bathroom, you come out of the bathroom, what's wet in the bathroom? Pee and toilet water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the sink.
And sink water.
But yes, I'm going dry.
I want dry because here's what's funny is... I've been in the situation where I come out of the restroom and have to shake hands. And I feel worse when I just wash my hand if it's wet. I feel like they're going to think I got pee-pee
hands. I won't do it.
Yeah, you got to go fist bump.
I'll say, sorry, I just washed my hands.
I go fist bump.
I'm going to come out and say, sorry, I don't wash my hands.
I put my hand in the toilet.
With both hands.
It's too gross. Shaking a wet hand is too gross.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with a brand new game.
What time is it? Game time.
And what is the game we're playing?
I think we all know what the name of
the
game is.
Yeah, we do.
We have a new game and it went through many different possible ideations.
Are you doing this?
Yeah, we're playing Guess Goose.
That's right, baby. The best name ever. So Guess Goose.
There were so many good names.
Yeah.
And you're looking up these names.
Yeah, we were spitballing names.
Some are, you're like, well, another version of this game it exists, and they call it this type of thing. And then Andy said, what about Guess Goose? I assumed it was a bit.
It was just a joke.
But you know what? Sometimes the best inventions are just
the worst inventions.
So the worst inventions.
I came in after seeing Guess Goose. I was busy. I think I was in New York at the time, and the names were flowing around, and I was trying to catch up to this chat. And when I saw Guess Goose, I was like, nailed it.
Well, we didn't want to, Al was reminding us, we don't want to use a name for a segment that someone else might have, copywritten.
Right.
So I went with something I knew
mm-hmm.
we could copyright if we wanted to. Guess Goose.
There will be no goose-related things for this game, just so you know.
The loser, the last place person is the goose.
There, that's why we named it.
That's right.
Guess Goose.
So don't be the goose.
Right.
It is a guessing game.
I don't want to lose now.
No, because you don't want to
I don't want to be a goose.
And we've got
a beautiful swan.
You don't want to. Yeah, that'll be you. Here's how the game works. It's pretty simple. We're going to take turns answering or setting a line for a specific question. So it is a guessing game. So
yes.
My first question that I'm gonna put out there is, what percentage of people have peed in public pools? Now there is a right answer. People were surveyed, and the question is, what percentage of people have peed in public pools? Now, because I'm the one asking it, and we'll go around in a circle, I'm going to go ahead and take a shot at it. I'm going to try to hit that percentage right on the mark. If I get within 5% either direction, I'm going to get 2 points.
Yep. Nice.
You two are simply going to say higher or lower from what I say.
Okay.
And if I'm not that close, that's your chance to earn a point. So what percentage of people have peed in public pools?
Oh, this is fascinating.
Look, you're being surveyed, so you can lie. I'm going to say 10% of people.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
I'm going to say 10%
of
people.
That was the number in my head.
You wanted 10?
So yeah. You guys have to now say higher or lower as we play this spectacular game that's called Guess Goose.
Guess Goose.
So the amount of people who have peed in a public pool, I have not.
I definitely have.
You have peed in a public pool?
I had to have, yeah.
I mean, there's... Kids,
have you peed in a private pool?
No.
So you just haven't peed in a pool?
I haven't.
Have you been tempted?
Of course.
You feel like you're just in a beautiful river?
The most public of pools, the
ocean?
The ocean has received bountiful amounts of my urine.
That's a blast. That is a blast. Give me a lake or an ocean.
I've had a hard time in the ocean before.
Oh, really?
Getting started.
Yes. No, because your body's like,
I need the freedom.
Don't do this.
I don't feel
don't
the freedom.
Do it.
Yeah.
But in a pool,
but don't you worry about your shorts.
No,
they're getting washed the whole time, man.
And with saline water.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
The cleanest way to clean.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
That's why I also poop in my pants. No. All right. Okay. So all I'm going to go 10%. I like that number.
I mean, there's just
higher
so
or
many,
lower, Mike.
So many children are peeing in pools all the time.
Are they surveyed here?
No, but they grow up.
Okay.
But do they remember their pees?
I don't know. I'm going to go 10%. That's a very good guess. I'm going to say higher.
Okay.
Slightly higher.
So 10% would have been the number I went with. Obviously, I'm right on the border, but I do think it will be higher
than 10%. I think I'm going to hit this one. I think I'm going to get the 2 points.
You definitely are getting
2 points.
Al,
what is the number?
The number is 66%.
What?
What?
What is wrong with people?
You filthy animals.
Don't pee in public pools?
What?
That means 2/3 of the people around me are actively urinating. The next time I'm in a pool, that is what I will be thinking.
Oh. Remember that, everybody.
Andy, you get 0 points. You should get negative points. You were close.
Oh. I gave humanity some credit. You both get a point because you both went over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I bet you didn't think it was around 66%.
No. I thought it was like 12.
I didn't think six times over.
I thought I was on. I thought I had gotten the 2 points.
I was close to going under. And when he started to say six, I thought he was finished at 6%.
What?
And then he said 66%.
I will never get in a public pool again.
Yeah.
Because based on that, 2/3 of the water in that pool is pee. That's what the math means to me.
When is the last time you've been in a public pool?
Last summer.
For real?
A resort. That's a public pool.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii.
Okay.
And I swam a lot in a pee.
Yes, yes, you did. Wow. People are filthy.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Mike, it is your turn.
I'm going to jump in real quick. I think moving forward.
Not 6.6%, please.
No, 66%. No. The two people that are guessing over and under, let's write your answer down.
Just
because
to see.
As we get further, I don't want you gamifying
gameplay
the other person.
The game.
Okay. Okay.
That'll be good.
I would have said 12. Let the record show.
Yeah, that works. All right, Mike, it is your turn to ask the question and guess.
All right. My question I am.
Man, I was the goose on that one.
What percentage of people have eaten a Hot Pocket in the past month?
In the past
month. Hot Pocket.
By the way, this game will be very fun in the future because we can put the questions out.
Yeah, follow us on social media.
To and the Spitwads, and we won't look. Al will have them secretly.
Go to the Deucer Cam. I don't know if the Spitwads have been introduced to Matt, a.k.a. the Falcon, The return of Spitballers on social media.
That's the Falcon.
The Falcon is soaring through the clouds.
Yes.
So the excitement that everyone shared, this is the guy handling it. So make sure you're following us on socials, which are
at SpitballersPod, Instagram.com/SpitballersPod. It's SpitballersPod everywhere but YouTube.
Beautiful.
Which is just Spitballers.
Yeah, so make sure you're following there if you want to get involved with some guess goose.
All right, so what percentage of people have eaten a Hot Pocket in the last month, Mike? You have to set the line.
The last month, I mean, how they have to be very popular with the how much shelf space is given up to Hot Pockets in the grocery store in the freezer section. I'm going to set the line. The percentage of people who have eaten a Hot Pocket in the past month, I will go 28%.
Okay.
28%.
I pre-wrote down.
Oh, did you?
My.
Also, I had to go a little higher due to the disgusting nature of the previous answer. I would have said lower, but people are filthy
people
animals.
People just eating hot pockets. And peeing anywhere. All right, so over under, we both wrote one down.
We both wrote one down.
I went with under.
I did as well.
Okay.
And I again.
What percentage would you guess?
20%.
I'd say about 15.
Wow.
You guys are close. The correct answer was 18%.
Ah.
So Andy and Jason each get 1 point. All Mike gets nothing. There.
Okay.
So that's good. So
wait, what, 17?
18.
18%?
You were close, Mike.
I mean, that's
what did
a
you
lot
go with, 25?
27.
Oh, okay.
But I artificially bumped it up because I thought people were so nasty.
Okay, well.
They did not survey the same people.
Yeah, people can be nasty, but people could be fun. Let's find out how fun they are. My question is, what percentage of people take their Oreos apart before eating them?
So you get to set the line there.
I know the line. This is okay. An easy line for me to set.
I bet.
It's 50.
I knew you were going to go 50.
It's 50%. Mm. Half the people do, half the people don't. That's what I believe.
You know, that is
make you guys choose if it's most or minority.
That's so over or under. All right.
I've got my number.
I've got mine.
Okay, and we'll give our answer. And I want to survey this room here.
Sure. I went with over at 60%.
I'm going under, and I'm going down to 35.
Ooh. Okay.
How many in this room not just I've.
It's not every time.
I've taken into part.
That's the problem. But
I mean, I wish I knew whether this question
I'm about 50-50 myself.
Me too. So yeah. That means I'm a yes.
How playful am I that
day? I think you're
probably
right. I'll bet it's like 65%. But I set the line at 50.
How many people in this room regularly take your Oreos apart?
I do not.
Nobody.
I don't.
Boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah,
okay.
See, I think it's lower.
Okay. Yeah, it could be.
All right. The correct percentage, Owl.
Jason getting 2 points here. The correct percentage was 46%.
Oh, but it's also under.
It is under. Yeah. So Mike gets a point. Jason gets two.
Wow, 46.
50 just sounded right when you said it.
All right. So do we have an update on the score here? Who's tracking this?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And Jason, you have four points. Mike has two. Andy has one.
Are we doubling the points for this final round?
We are not.
No, because one of us can score more.
And we are doing six rounds, so we are halfway through.
I was calling each of us going one round.
We're doing two rounds.
That's what I meant. That's what I said for the final round.
Okay,
it would
gotcha.
Be fair to double the points.
Nah.
Yeah, Nass is in the lead.
It makes the first
No, it's just how we
round,
do every right? other game. All right. Here's mine. What percentage of people watch Wheel of Fortune at least once a week?
Ooh.
And again, this show's been on forever. So once a week, Wheel of Fortune. That's like what percentage of people are baby boomers? That's how I'm interpreting the question.
And you know what? I'm envious. I love that show.
Yeah.
I have no what's wheel time? Who's a wheel watcher here?
Oh, is that what they call them?
Yeah. Anybody know what time Wheel of Fortune?
I think
on?
If you pull this room,
what
it's going to
be over. What channel is Wheel of Fortune on?
I think the amount of people that watch Wheel of Fortune at least once a week is 30%.
Wow.
That's the line I'm going to put.
That's a lot of people.
I'm going to say 30% of people. Just because, it might not be my sensibility, it's still on TV. So, and I know people watch, like, TV sitcoms still, too. So,
all right, Jay, are you going under?
I'm going under.
You're going, I'm
going
under.
I went 25.
I'm going 14.
Okay. So you went under as well?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The under did hit. The correct answer was 11.
Oh,
good for you. Good for you people. We should not be watching. Look.
That show's great.
The show's fine, but you got to have more to do with your life than regularly make sure every week.
Well, 9/10 of people do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm congratulating the people.
So wait, are 10% of people like 70 to 80 years old?
Exactly right.
Okay. But, hold on. So on average, how many nights a week do you watch a television program?
Four. Three or four
nights?
You have non-TV nights.
Yeah, we're just too busy. I would watch TV if I was at home, sure, but I feel like...
And then on average of those 3 to 4 nights, about how long are you watching?
However long I could stay
8
up,
hours. Yeah.
Is it a couple hours?
I would say if we watch, it's probably 2 hours.
So what's wrong with sneaking a 30-minute episode of Wheel of Fortune in there?
Wheel's not that good.
Man. Oh,
it's not that good.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
If Mike believed it, he'd go higher than 30, and he
no.
didn't.
If it happened to be on. Like if you're just,
I don't watch it.
If I'm in the lobby of a dentist office and they got Wheel of Fortune, I'm happy it's on.
That's probably
I'll
most
have
of
a
the
good
views.
Time. I'm not like seeking this out at home being like, ooh, what should I watch? The new great show or Wheel of Fortune with 80,000-year-old Pat Sajak.
All right, Mike, you are up.
So I have, what percentage of people prefer smooth peanut butter to crunchy peanut butter? This is an excellent question.
Mm.
This is an excellent question. Unfortunately, it's still from that first one. I know that there's monsters out there. who are preferring
66% peeing in the pool is
that's
that
unbelievable.
They surveyed one family, and this family's got a thing that they do.
They have 8 children.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got one black sheep of the family who doesn't.
Right. All right, Mike, what is your number? What percentage of people prefer smooth peanut butter to crunchy peanut butter?
I'm going to put some faith in humanity here. It has to be higher than 50%.
Is that your number?
No, I'm trying to figure out how high I want to go here, because crunchy peanut butter is, in fact, so repulsive.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's so good. It's better. It's just hard to spread.
No.
I like crunchy peanut butter, but I don't.
You prefer?
I prefer the other.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go up to, I will go 65%. 65% of people prefer smooth to crunchy.
Then I will take the over. I've got an 88%.
I'm at the over 75%.
Oh, so you guys are way more on the smooth side.
Yeah, I think people prefer smooth.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bandwagon thing.
All right, what's the answer?
The correct answer is 62%.
Booyah!
Mike with 2 points.
Ba-blam!
But both Andy and I get a point as well.
What?
Right?
No.
No.
Do you know how the game works?
No.
This is my first time playing.
Your number was higher than the number that I set.
Yeah.
And the answer was lower.
Yeah.
Wait, what number, did you say?
I said
68.
He said 65. The correct answer was 62.
Yeah. So you get 0 points.
Can I get points still?
No,
sir.
Okay.
No, but also that's double points, right? I just want to check
in. It would be more exciting if it was, but no, it's not.
Okay. So point update. Before the final grumpy question.
We currently have a tie.
I don't have a lot of points.
No, I think Andy's going to goose this time. But currently we have Jason and Mike with 5, Andy with 1.
Okay.
Yeah, double points would give me hope here, but I don't even want to be here. Jason, your turn.
If we doubled the points, you could only get 2 points.
Yeah, but I gave up of the previous 2 because I had no hope too.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Mike, we're not a goose.
Yeah. High five.
That's me.
All right. My final question. What percentage of people have flown kites in the past year?
The past year?
They've got a calendar year to have flown a kite.
I mean, I got a number. I can't wait to hear Jason's line.
I wish I knew what city this was. I mean, it genuinely is like, if you were to ask this question in San Francisco, where there's wind, versus if they ask this question here, like that,
it'll be lower.
The vast majority of time, you can't fly a kite. There's just not enough wind.
Unless
you start playing pickleball.
Does the wind inspire you
to go fly a kite?
To fly the kite?
Well, it certainly helps, yeah. You're not flying a kite
day. Is that the spark that says, let me go get a kite?
I have thought that before. I've genuinely been out and be like, it's so windy. You can fly a kite. Like, we should fly kites.
Did we start doing that because wind is ruins so many things? You're like, there's nothing we can do except for go fly a kite.
I'm not sure flying a kite is less fun as an adult, but it's far less appropriate.
If you see like a 40-year-old man just fly a kite, it's like, what?
You feel like where's
is that your Batman kite up
there?
Like,
there better be a key at the end of that, and you better be in a storm.
I've got my number. What's your line, Jay?
Oh man, this is a hard one. What percentage of people have flown a kite?
People peeing in pools, flying kites.
I'm gonna go 18%.
Ooh,
18%. I think have flown.
In the last year.
Yeah, I think that's a good line.
Did you write yours?
I didn't write. I'm gonna go. Okay, I got mine.
I'm the goose.
For the record, I would assume we're 0-6 in this building of have you flown a kite in the last
year? Of course, which is why my number is 5%. I'm under at 5%.
I'm going under. I was at 9%.
Okay.
Mike is the closest. The correct answer was 8%.
Oh, man, I'm so good at this game.
So, Mike,
I am the winner,
but I'm not the loser.
No.
I'm the goose, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I get for naming the game that stupid name.
Yes, Andy.
All right. Well, that was that
game is fun.
That was a good time. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back with the draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting items for an alien time capsule. So, Mike, we're all going to pick four items to put into a time capsule, things we want to leave behind, I guess, of civilization or whatever you want, so that the aliens can find it and get something out of it, I assume.
I don't like going first here.
Hmm. You set the tone for
because
the
draft. Yeah, I'm
you
setting
set
the
tone for what we're including.
And I don't know which direction I want to go.
Yeah. You going to have a little fun with these aliens? Or
yeah.
Are you going to try to help humanity out? Or?
And I'm not a very helpful person.
So I'm going to leave a nuke.
Well, yeah, something like that. No, but so I thought it would be funny if you left like an intergalactic treasure map that the aliens come down and you're like, they're like, what? What's there? There's some treasure.
You're trolling them?
Yes.
There's nothing on that planet?
Yeah, I put a big mark on Jupiter that says there's treasure.
Come on.
You should go get it.
An intergalactic treasure. So they have to go to another planet?
Yes.
And find nothing?
Yeah. But they will be looking for it forever.
Oh, they'll know what humans are like. I guess that teaches them pretty well.
Wow. All
right, tone set.
Well, I guess that's off my list. Darn. Okay.
So Mike's starting the troll of the aliens.
I had a slightly different approach.
Okay.
Which way do I want to go? Now I'm rethinking the order of which I'm taking these. I think I'm going to give them a little help because first they arrived and they got mistreated by you.
Well, they're already gone.
They're going to come back for the rest.
They circled
back for the rest of it. And so I'm going to give them something nice. I'm going to give them something to understand humanity. And like Andy said, this could be a million years from now. So I'm going to give them a Twinkie because I know it'll still be good. No matter when they arrive, it'll be delicious.
Oh, my God.
And they will say, these humans knew what they were doing. I like them. You got any more of them Twinkies?
So we.
I'm sorry. They would say, you got any more of these Twinkies? That's the actual
Space Elvis?
This is Space Elvis. You got any more of them?
From Fremulon 5. Thank you very much.
From Earth.
I can't even look at Jason. His lips.
It's very curled.
All right, so we've got a fake intergalactic treasure map, and Jason left a Twinkie.
Mm-hmm. I'll do a box of Twinkies.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Like, that's just, that's a troll of trolls if you just leave
but
one.
But in millions of years, isn't the box and the wrapping gum, but the Twinkie's still there,
the
right?
Twinkie's fine.
It's airtight in there.
Okay. Well, great. Now I know which way the draft is going.
You do you, brother.
Doesn't necessarily match my list. I will leave them a sample of my DNA.
Yeah, nice.
To
nice.
Understand
that's a good answer.
Peak humanity.
Okay.
And who knows what they can do with that thing.
Yeah, you're wanting them to
I mean,
somehow.
I don't know. My legacy could live on.
Grow you again.
And again, I'm looking to the future of, I don't know, I guess this would be all species, intergalactic enjoyment, joy,
sure,
happiness, laughter. I'm leaving them an iPod with some Spitballers episodes, baby!
That's nice. That's nice. That will, I mean, if you just think about how much we've learned on today's episode.
And every episode.
And we've got hundreds of episodes. By the time the aliens arrive, we will have probably done 10,000 of these episodes.
Right.
In our robot bodies.
Yeah, most of the learning of the world.
Right. So that is a brilliant pick. Also, tell your friends about the Spitballers podcast and talk about it with them. And
they don't have to be human. Tell all your friends.
Tell me all about it. All right. The pod needs to be obviously large enough to hold all of this stuff because, you know, this isn't like a little thermos-sized
thing.
No, it's as big as you want.
Big as I want. Well, I want them to experience what is great about humanity as well. This is why I'm leaving them a Twinkie. But I think one of the best things from us as a race, what makes us special, is not the math that we can understand, but the art that we can understand. I'm going to leave them a vinyl record player with a collection, an assortment of records spanning all genres but country.
Oh,
nice.
And I will delete that
from existence,
from the annals of history of humanity, and they will say, they had good music.
Yes. They will not know that we had.
They will not know, you know, we will delete that.
Okay. All right.
You that's know, brutal.
When you got cancer, you cut cancer out. And that's country. So.
All right. You just gave me a new idea.
All right. There we go. All right.
Okay. So I'm on the clock. I have two picks. The first one that I am going to leave them, of course, with the incredible treasure map, it will be a big red button that says, don't push.
Oh, man. You know they're pushing that
Mike
button.
Mike is trolling these aliens hard.
I love it.
Can you imagine if we went to a planet and there's a button? It's like,
what would you
don't push
do?
This button.
If we could read it and it clearly said, don't push. What would we do as a culture?
We would not push it for a while.
Yeah, but how long before we as a people would like revolt? The whole planet would
all
end up going into civil war over we've got to push that button.
Somebody would run for president just saying, I'm the candidate that will push the button.
Yes. Yes.
We need to know what will happen, and I will do it personally.
I hope the thousands of years after the millions of years of finding the button, once the alien civilization finally chooses to push the button, what happens, Mike?
Nothing.
Real, nothing just happens. Just nothing. Yeah. Not then, even like a
and then
fart
just,
noise.
They'll just keep pushing it and be like, well, I thought something would happen.
Batteries must be
it
out.
Said don't push.
Let's go get that treasure.
Okay. I can't wait for your next pick, Mike.
Well, just to really sell the joke, you have to have something that's actually useful.
Okay.
So this one is not as funny, but feel like it's sort of along the lines with Andy's leaving his DNA. I put in some human anatomy books.
Okay.
So they can actually understand what
like all the parts.
Yeah. What did humans look like? How did our bodies function? Are we similar?
Okay.
So
you're actually being kind here.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But because it really sells the joke.
But you're not going to, it's not like a book where the anatomy, but all the names of everything have been changed.
No.
Legs are feet, feet are legs.
No, don't talk about pinkies. All right. So it's back to me?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I know this next pick because I wanted, you know, I want to celebrate humanity. I've done that with music. I've done that with our culinary arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I celebrated music.
Good stuff.
I don't want to shame us. So I'm going to do the same with more art, with the cinematic universe. And I wanted to not inundate them with too much.
Right.
I wanted to pick one movie.
Wow.
I
want to
leave them one movie.
One movie expresses humanity.
One movie expresses and celebrates the human condition and the life from basically almost birth to death.
Okay.
I'm leaving him Forrest Gump. I'm leaving him
Forrest Gump. What?
Yeah,
you
baby.
You just undermined the entire thing. I have a copy of Braveheart on my list, and I was positive that's what you were going to leave him.
Oh, man.
Look, Braveheart's too good. Braveheart is an unbelievable love story.
I love Forrest, but maybe he's not like a perfect representation of everybody on planet Earth.
There's a lot of history.
He's not a smart man, but he has a wonderful
journey. You left him a copy of Forrest Gump.
Over, and you get to see a lot of decades through that, you know? So
yeah.
I think it's the right call.
Yeah, man.
I think if you can leave the aliens one movie, it's got to be Forrest Gump.
Wow. Okay. I'm leaving him a movie as well.
The theme is fantastic.
I'm going to leave him a movie.
Okay.
I'm going to leave him a copy of Ridley Scott's Aliens. All right.
This is what we think of you.
This is what we thought you were going to be like.
You monsters.
And then because I take offense to the fact you're omitting country music, which look,
oh,
I'm
don't
not,
put that.
I'm not a
huge... Are you going to put a Prius in here?
I'm putting the manual on how to make a Prius. That's
no, you're
exactly
not.
What I'm doing.
No, you are not.
Humanity's going to know how to make one car, and it's in your face.
What? I am so happy I am dead a million years ago.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
You were going to put a Prius.
The instruction manual for a Prius. I'm fighting you.
The only thing they will use that for, because they are clearly intelligent beings.
Yeah, they got to Earth.
They got to Earth. They don't need the manual to make the worst thing ever. They are like, oh, good. We can use this for fuel, and I will burn this man.
I want them to think that
you have to
drove them, because all humans drove them.
You have to title it, Andy. Jason Moore's Guide.
Jason Moore's Guide to Building My Favorite Car.
Oh, my gosh. This is the rudest,
so
meanest
stupid
thing.
To give a carbon country out of our art.
Ever done. You just ruined humanity for these aliens.
Okay. Was that
a good idea to leave a picture of Jason, but just tell him different stuff about him.
Jay,
all right,
you're
that's
back
it
up
for me, yeah.
Oh, I am back up. Okay. In that case, I've got one last choice to make.
Jason Moore's Guide.
Jason does not have a pick. He is frantically...
Well, after Forrest Gump, what else is there?
I've got other picks. The problem is they're all legitimate. Good, like your anatomy book.
Well, it's good to have a mixture.
I don't want to. I want to stick with my theme of art and celebrating humanity.
Okay.
We've got film. We've got audio, music.
Yes.
We have the culinary arts of Twinkie, of Hostess. The one thing that I feel like is missing is our literature.
Of course.
I'm going to leave them Harry Potter. Okay, the whole series, front to back. I'm including the cursed child. Like, we're doing the whole thing. And
the illustrated version or just the text?
No. The illustrated version is beautiful, but it's not a good read. It's not a good book.
Because it's too large?
You're saying physically.
It's the exact cumbersome same book.
No, it's the same read.
No. It's not. It is not. It doesn't feel the same. You don't experience it the same. I've tried. I bought them. I went to read one.
I got them, too. They're nice.
You've read the whole book in one of those?
No.
No. They're a beautiful coffee table book. But if you wanted to read Harry Potter, I promise you got both. You start on whichever one you want. I know which one you're going to finish.
It's too big.
So, yeah.
How many times have you read the books?
I think 3 times through the whole series.
When was the last time you did?
Oh, gosh. It's been a long time now. Probably a decade.
Shakespeare be darned. They're getting...
Right. No, I want...
You're getting rallied.
Harry Potter and magic.
We're going with the best of humanity.
Okay.
Forrest Gump, Twinkies, non-country music, and Harry Potter.
Right. Non-country music. All right, Mike, you have one pick left.
So I think with the last pick, you got to leave the aliens access to some treasures.
Not the fake treasures.
Yeah, well,
that you sent them on.
The problem is if I accumulated the treasures, I would then keep them. But I could leave them something that's almost as good as treasures. An IOU.
Oh, baby.
It's just as good as cash.
It's just as good. You might want to hang on to that one. Oh, yeah. Yes.
IOU.
Yes, Mike. Oh,
these poor aliens,
good.
Man.
That's good.
All right. So I don't think we did a lot to help.
Well, you two didn't. I celebrated our culture.
Forrest Gump, non-country music, Harry Potter, and a box of Twinkies.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. I'd want to open that box.
They've got my DNA. They got an iPod with this podcast. They've got Aliens on DVD.
Like, it's on DVD?
Yes.
You can't even go Blu-ray?
No.
It's on Betamax.
No, you don't want to put that on Blu-ray. The resolution, it can't upscale.
It's too much.
It can't upscale.
Oh,
and
okay,
then
fair.
Jason Moore's Guide on How to Build a Prius instruction manual. And Mike's got fake intergalactic treasure map, big red button that says don't push, human anatomy books tossed in, like, maybe he does care for us. And then an IOU. What is that for, a space box or something?
There's going to be a few in there.
There you go. There's a lot of different ideas, but those are the most helpful.
What did we learn today?
We all know what we learned.
Let's just share it.
Yeah, we all learned that people are pee monsters.
We're monsters.
Don't pee in public.
66%.
That means someone in this room is
lying.
And
you know that somewhere lying about.
That means 2/3 of this table pees in the pool.
This table is not like that.
Hold it.
I'm going to try it out.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.